and the Desert Blooms by Iris Johansson, narrated by Angela Brazil.
Chapter 1. Pandora quickly unfastened the chain of the medallion that hung around her neck. Her hands were shaking slightly as she took it off and placed it in the velvet-lined jeweler's box. She took a moment to draw a deep, steadying breath. It was stupid to be so frightened now. She had planned everything down to the last detail. No, nothing could go wrong. The round medallion shone against the black velvet lining of the box. The morning sunlight streaming through the hotel room window picked out the design on its surface, a raised rose in full bloom, pierced by a sword. She reached out one finger and touched the rose gently. She felt oddly naked without the necklace she had worn for the last 8 years. She had a sudden impulse to snatch the lovely thing out of the box and fasten it around her neck again. It was hers, damn it. What if Philip just opened the package and then carelessly tossed the medallion into a drawer? What if he had forgotten her? It had been more than 6 years. Undoubtedly, there had been a parade of women through his bedroom in that time. Perhaps he'd found one who could provide him with more than temporary satisfaction. Oh, Lord, she mustn't think of that. It hurt too much. She wouldn't think about it. He wasn't married or engaged. She knew that for certain. It didn't matter if he had formed a liaison or not. She'd soon take care of removing any woman who had taken his fancy. Philip belonged to her. She had a prior claim. And